بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه was a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he had spent maximum about 4 years of his life in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He accepted Islam in the 7th year of the hijrah. But he adhered and he clung to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever Rasulullah went, he went with him. And he imbibed from the ilm of Nubuwah and the nur of Nubuwah. He learnt many ahadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the various incidents mentioning the memory of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and how Rasulullah made dua for him, for his memory, etc. But he was a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very pious. Despite all his piety and the great rank he had and being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu had great fear of akhirat, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even towards the end of his life, he lived for approximately 72 years. Even towards the end of his life, he would say that, O Allah, I seek your protection. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an azni. O Allah, I seek your protection that I commit zina. O a'mala kabira. O do some major sin. This was his fear. I must not commit zina. I must not commit any major sin. People, his friends, his students, people around him said, O Abu Huraira, man of your caliber, you learn so many ahadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You narrated so many ahadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You were so fortunate you had the company, the suhbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And at this age, when a man doesn't have such shahwat and desires, you're still seeking protection from committing zina and doing some major sin. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu immediately replied, he said, Wayhak. He said, yes indeed, woe be to you. I do not have any safety from the ploys of shaitan, from the tricks of shaitan. As long as I am alive, shaitan can still try and make me slip and make me commit a sin. And therefore I am worried all the time. Ulama mentioned if this was the condition of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu at his old age, imagine those who are young, our youngsters, our youth, how much more fear we should have that we must not slip into committing zina and things like that. When he is passing away, he begins to cry. Somebody asked him, why are you crying? He says, don't worry, I'm not crying over the departing and leaving now of dunya. But why I'm crying? Because I do not know what is going to be my condition now in front. This journey is a long journey. And my provisions are not much. I have very little zaat, very little provisions. I do not know what will be my ultimate fate, whether I'll be going to Jannah or will I be going to Jahannam. These were the Sahaba, radiallahu anhu majma'een, the fear they had of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right till the dying moments. Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr ibn As, Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala, when he's passing away, his son Abdullah is there by his father. And he says, my father turned his face away towards the wall. And he is crying. And I began to console my father. Oh, my beloved father, did not Rasulullah give you glad tidings of this, that? He said, yes. And then he says that I went through 3 stages in my life. And the first stage was time of Jahiliyyah. I didn't have Iman, didn't have Islam. I hated Rasulullah the most. If I had the chance and the power to kill Rasulullah, I would have done it. And then he says, if I passed away in this condition, then I would have gone to Jahannam. Then he says, the second part of my life, second stage was when Allah gave me Iman, Hidayat. And then I come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I tell Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, I wish to pledge allegiance to you, bay'ah. He says, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam spread out his hand. He gave me his hand, and before I could take bay'ah, I withdrew my hand. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, Malaka, what's happening? What's the problem? So he says, Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu says, I wish to make a condition. Ashtaritu ya Rasulullah. He says, what condition you want to make? He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will take bay'ah, I will pledge allegiance on the condition that all my sins are forgiven. All my past sins are forgiven. Rasulullah then tells him, don't you know, when a man embraces Islam, then all his past sins are all forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person makes hijrat from Makkah to Medina for the sake of Allah, then all his past sins are forgiven. When a man commits hajj, performs hajj, then all his past sins are forgiven. He says, oh my son, if I passed away in that condition of Iman, then I had hopes that I would have been min ahlil Jannah, from the inmates of Jannah. He says, in the third part of my life, after Rasulullah left this world, then we became in charge of various things. They became in charge of towns and cities and countries. They became amirs. So they had position, authority. He says, now I do not know what is going to be my condition. This was the fear they had. Despite Allah declaring in the Quran, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. And then he tells his son, oh Abdullah, listen, when I pass away, make sure there is no procession behind my funeral. No woman must come and mourn behind me. And no fire must follow me. This was the norm and custom of Jahiliyyah. And he says, when I pass away and you bury me, he says, I have a desire and I request that you stand by my qabr after I am buried for that period of time that it takes to slaughter a camel, slice the camel and distribute its meat, and where you will stand and make dua. So my respected brothers and elders, these sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een, they were overwhelmed by the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their life was a very pure and chaste life. But all the time, the focus was on the akhirah. They knew that they have to stand one day, they will leave this world, and they will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and account for their sins. This muraqabah, this Allah consciousness was there with them all the time. As Ali Billah, Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, continuously would say, especially towards the end of his life, that we should make a concerted effort. And inshallah, you and I should also try our level best. Concerted effort. That Ya Allah, one breath also must not be spent in your nafarmani, in your disobedience. Every lamha, every breath we take, every moment of our life, it must only be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us a beautiful dua, which Imam Hakim rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned in his Mustadrak. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ishatan naqiyya wa mitatan sawiyya wa maraddan ghayra mukhzin wala fadihin. Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Dewla Sahib Damat Barakatuhum has mentioned this dua in one recent ijtima. And he encouraged the people to learn this dua and read this dua also. What this dua means? We are asking Allah Ta'ala for three things. One is pertaining to dunya, one regarding maut, and one hashar on the day of qiyamah, resurrection. Wallah, I am asking you for ishatan naqiyya. Ishatan in Arabic means life. Naqiyya means pure. Something which is the choicest, the best. Something which is pure, unadulterated. It's got no blemish of any filth in it. It's not soiled, it's not messed. Absolutely pure. A pure life, a pious life. Ulama explain and they give the translation as Saaf Sutri Zindagi. Saaf Sutri Zindagi. A pure life, a clean life. There is no blemish of sin and evil and filth. Rasulullah SAW is teaching his Ummah, O Allah, we are asking you for a pure life, a clean life, filled with istiqamat and taqwa and salah, purity. My eyes sees that which is halal. My hands touches that which is halal. My feet moves to that which is halal. My mind thinks of that which is only halal. My ears hear only that which is halal. So a person is asking for a pure, clean life. Not a life of filth, of sin, vice, evil, zina, listening to music, watching pornographic material, living a life of ma'asi, a morbid life, an immoral life, a life of ghaflat, which we have spoken about so often, a life which takes us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a heart which is filled with, in Arabic they say, akdar, which means all filth. May Allah give us a clean, pure heart. May Allah give us a clean, pure life. A saaf, sutri zindagi. And then the second part is, wa meetatan sawiya, a mu'tadila. In other words, a sound death. The death must not be a gruesome one, that the person dies out of pain and suffering. It must not be a torturing mort. It must not be such that a person goes through senility in his life and then he passes away. He loses his mind. He does not know what he is doing. May Allah protect us from this. It is such a mort that he has husnul khatama. The end is a beautiful end. There are examples of so many people in this world. Perhaps initially a good life, but they made one slip. And the end was a bad one. May Allah protect us from a bad end. We take ibrat from these waqiyas. Here is an incident which we have heard before, of a great sheikh, thousands of murids, and he's traveling with his murids. And they're going through one village, and suddenly his gaze falls upon a Christian, very young, beautiful girl. And he did not lower his gaze. And he became infatuated with her. He couldn't move his gaze away from her. He became aashiq over her. It's a long story. But eventually, he actually left his murids, his disciples. He proposes for this girl, and they accepted that he must renounce Islam. He becomes a Nasrani. And then his job was to herd the pigs that were on that farm. His muridin were crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For a long period of time, this was the condition of this person. Until after they made a lot of dua, and then Allah gave him hidayat again. And then he abandoned all those practices, he brought iman again, and Allah gave him a very high stage of taqwa after that. But there's ibrat for us. Sometimes we have ghurur in us. It is my actions, my amal, my dhikr, my tilawat, my tahajjud. And sometimes because of pride, then Allah Ta'ala makes us slip. Nonetheless, we make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah gives us a maut, a sound maut. A maut before which we make sincere tawbah. A maut which before Allah gives us the tawfiq of doing such a good deed that Allah is most pleased with. And Allah accepts that good deed, and all our sins are forgiven, and we get Jannah. That the angels come at the time when the person is passing away, and they raise and they compete, and then Malakul Maut, he removes the sea. This person doesn't go through any pain at the time of Maut. And then they take and they glide and they swim with his soul. And as they're going up, the angels are in the skies, the different skies, they ask, who is this beautiful soul? Who is this person? And we are getting such a good fragrance of his soul, from his soul. And they'll say, this is Fulan ibn Fulan. They give the most beautiful name that he had in this world. And they give him glad tidings of the provisions of Jannah. Farawhu wa rihan. And they give him glad tidings of Jannah. And a Rabb who is not displeased and angry with him. And the converse, when a person has an evil death, and the Malakul Maut snatches his soul, very vehemently, very violently, he pulls it out, he extracts it. And the angels have to take his soul up. It's got a very terrible odor. And everybody comes to know, and he's not given any glad tidings of Jannah, but he's given the warnings that, oh, the result that now he's going to go to Jahannam. May Allah protect us. And then Rasulullah said, maraddan, a return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is not going to be a humiliating one. On the day of Qiyamah, when all of us will wake up from our qubur, from our graves, and when we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there will be hisab and kitab taking place, hisab, kitab, reckoning, and when the people be given their registers, the nama ya amal, and our amal be weighed on the scales, and Allah will question us, amilta kada wa kada, you did that, you did that, you did certain day, certain night, you did this, you did that. At that juncture, a person cannot lie. There are incidents mentioned in the hadith, where the person first he denies. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then makes it such that his mouth cannot speak, then his thighs begin to speak. His limbs begin to speak against him. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah must not humiliate us. Hadith says, "Ala ru'usil khalaiq." Every single person present, they imagine your mother, your father, your wife, your children, your siblings, your family members, your elders, your asatiza, your apas, leave all that. Your beloved Rasulullah is standing in front. And at that time, you are humiliated. Because of the sins you did in this world, may Allah protect us. Therefore, Rasulullah said, Ya Allah, don't make it be such that when we stand up before you, the maraddan, the hashar, must not be mukhzin and fadih, humiliating. Outwardly, sometimes in the world, a person seemed to be a pious person. But only Allah knows what was his inside. So people thought he was a pious man, a very good man. And now, in the akhirat, when the reality now is coming out, and Allah exposes his fault then, that you did all these type of things. Imagine what disgrace he has to go through. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. Three important things have been mentioned. Our life in this world must be a pure life. Try our level best. We all are human beings. And we will slip, we will commit sin, but make tawbah immediately. Tawbah immediately, istighfar immediately. Try our level best when we're doing some work at school. And especially when in the primary grades, and the teacher gives us some writing to do, and we get marks for it, and we take so much of pain when we are doing that writing, that cursive writing, and we make sure we cross the T's and we dot the I's, and everything is so perfect. Why? Because we're going to get marks for it. We make sure that we don't make any mistakes, any errors. It must be a neat work. Like that, our life must be pure. No blemish and taint of sin and ma'asi and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our maut must be a good maut. Husnul khatama. The end must be a beautiful one. And our hashr, the third one, when you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it must be a day of jubilation for us. Happiness. Day of glory for us. Respect. Allah must honor us. A day of honor. Not a day of humiliation. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq to make amal, give all of us tawfiq of making amal. May Allah bring in our hearts His true marifat. May Allah make us understand the dunya is not going to be forever and ever and ever. One day we will have to leave this world, and there'll be on the qabr, will be munkar and nakir, they will ask us questions, and then there'll be hashar, we'll be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the plains of Qiyamah. Allah make it easy for all of us. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Rushalif. Sayyidina. When you say La ilaha illallah, we're saying Nafi, Nafi and Ithbat. La to all those things, all those deities, those idols, and all those things which are haram in our lives. There is no ilah. It's except Allah. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only that and being that is worthy of being worshipped. Allah is most powerful. Everything is in His control. He is the supreme controller. He is the nourisher. He is the provider. He is the cherisher. He is our guardian. He is our protector. Nothing in this world can move or even remain stationary except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All those maladies we have in our heart, the anger, the pride, the jealousy, haram pleasures, we say la to all those things. Illallah, bring in our heart the nur of Allah, the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله ہم گنہگار ہیں يا الله ہم مجرم ہیں يا الله our lives يا الله we have spent in your disobedience my Allah يا الله we have lived filthy lives my Allah immoral lives my Allah اللہ تو معاف کرنے والا ہے اللہ اللہ ہم تجھ سے معافی طلب کرتے ہیں اللہ یا اللہ ایاک نعبد و ایاک نستعین اللہ we only worship you my Allah we are only begging from you my Allah you are the only one who can assist us my Allah hidayah is in your hands my Allah اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ يَا اللَّهُ make us live a life, a saaf, sutri life, my Allah. A life which is pure, my Allah. A life which is free from immorality, my Allah. Ya Allah, a life which is free from sin and vice and evil. Ya Allah, give us a good mort, my Allah. Husnul khatama, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, raise us, my Allah, in the condition that you are pleased with us, my Allah. You are not naraz with us, my Allah. Do not humiliate us on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. اے مالک قریب ہماری دلوں کو مصفہ مجلا مزکہ بنا اللہم آتی نفوسنا تقواہا وزکیہا انت خیر من زکاہا انت ولیہا ومولاہا یا اللہ we have committed too many sins but my Allah you are غفور رحیم you love to forgive my Allah یا اللہ you love to forgive my Allah اللہم انا نستغفرک ونتوب الیک فاغفر لنا وتب علینا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله grant all of us عافية سلامتي حفاظة عزة Aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your zaat. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. Allah, give us the sweetness of making sajda before you, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of tilawat and zikrullah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got different hajat and needs, my Allah. Everyone sitting here, everyone listening, our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. We have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat. يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله Those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatu firdaus. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Because use it in the correct way, my Allah. Those who are makruz, my Allah. They've got debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, those debts have become heavy and burdensome to them, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu sabil paida farma. Ya Allah, create a way and means for them to pay off those debts, my Allah. Make it be easy for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many young boys and young girls of marriageable age, my Allah. Ya Allah, age is catching up with them, my Allah. They're getting older and older day by day, my Allah. Allah, they want a pure life. Not a life of zina, my Allah. They want a chaste life, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're looking for suitable partners, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, your khazana is barpoor, my Allah. You find them suitable partners, my Allah. And give them a life full of barakat and happiness, my Allah. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Our children, our grandchildren, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin, my Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Brothers are striving in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for them and accept it, my Allah. The mashayikh making efforts, ya Allah, in the khankas, my Allah, accept the efforts, my Allah. Madaris, makatib, hifz classes, my Allah. Different organizations, individuals, ya Allah. So many people, my Allah, they're doing good work, my Allah. Nobody knows but you, my Allah. Grant each one ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, give us maut in Iman. Maut in Madinah Sharif. Baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Allah, so fortunate are those who have got maut in Baqi, my Allah. In Madinah Munawwara and Baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. That is the only tamanna we have, my Allah. Allah, the only hope we have, my Allah. Allah, if we die with Iman, and you are happy with us, and we are buried in Medina in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, we can be raised with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will intercede on our behalf, my Allah. Allah, otherwise we don't stand a chance, my Allah. You know our weakness, my Allah. You know how helpless and hopeless we are, my Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah, grant it to us, my Allah. Grant us the sifarish of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Hold the kosher water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us in the Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alina ya mulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Allah, whatever worries we have, ya Allah, remove our worries and grief, ya Allah. Whatever hajat we have, fulfill our hajat. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool, farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursaleen, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. One announcement, inshallah, on Saturday night after Isha. This Saturday after Isha, we have the bayan of Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Mu'id, that is Bayjan from Sakkar, who is the son of Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullahi was a very great buzurg, and he used to come with Dr. Sabir Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He also passed away, and Bayjan comes regular, very pious person, extremely humble, and very beneficial his talks are. So inshallah, he just arrived today, and this program from tomorrow, Jumu'ah, but Saturday, inshallah, it will be in this masjid after Isha. So all brothers are humbly urged to participate. There will be translation for those who don't understand Urdu, but try and participate in this bayan, inshallah.